The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is powered by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing since 1996. Your local coastal brewery, Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
My Daily Ticker time on a Friday, brought to you as always by our good friends at Pelican Brewing, now offering their newest signature Pelican West Coast IPA on a shelf near you. Raise your glass, drink on Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Let's go down to Baton Rouge. Big one tomorrow night. LSU hosting Alabama. Potential elimination game for whoever the loser is trying to stay alive in the college football playoff. Chase, and joining us now from Baton Rouge, talking about that game, Billy Embody, who covers LSU for On3 at Billy Embody on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Billy, good morning to you, man. Thanks for the last second agreement to come on the show. We appreciate it. This is a fascinating game for me. I want to start, though. I believe I read there's going to be a live tiger back on the sideline. So can you confirm if that's true? And then when was, like, is this not a regular thing anymore? What's happened to the live tiger?
Okay, first of all, I want to start with Pelican Brewing. Ooh. Love the Cannon Beach location.
Hell
first
yes.
of all. So shout out Pelican. yeah, I enjoyed my time out there when I went out to Arch Cape. But yes, there is going to be a live tiger in LSU Stadium, Tiger Stadium, for the first time in a long, long time. The school stopped doing it back in 2017, and it's been obviously a hot-button decision by the governor, Jeff Landry, to go out and bring in a tiger from a Florida wildlife refuge. Okay. And wheel him on out there. And I believe the name is Omar Bradley. That is the tiger's name. They're going to wheel it out there and have him hang out on the field, apparently. So this is actually a funny story, because LSU is probably, out of all the schools across the country, the only place where you can blend the governor in directly on an almost daily basis with the football team. And it's happened for, you know, multiple administrations. And so LSU actually isn't a big fan of this. They stopped wheeling Mike out there for games, like I said, almost a decade ago now. And so this won't be the actual LSU Mike, the seventh. This is going to be Omar Bradley. So what a wild, wild time. But yeah, politics and LSU football just go together like peanut butter and jelly, apparently.
So two follow-ups here, and then we'll get to the actual game, I promise. First, do we know if the tiger came from Carol Baskin? Because when you say, like, tiger rescue, like, that's my first thought in Florida. And then you mentioned Mike the seventh. Like, is there another – is Mike still alive? Did Mike die? What happened? Is Mike still around?
Yeah, so this is not from Carol Baskin, I don't believe, but that would just be incredible if it was. But no, so they have Mike the Seventh right now, so they continue to have each Mike, and Mike has his own big old habitat right outside of Tiger Stadium. You can go and see him. Fed very well, taken care of like an absolute king. He's been with us since August 21st, 2017. That was the first day of classes at LSU that year, and he was announced. He's won a national championship. He's actually already he's also a Florida native, so to speak. He's from Okeechobee and was donated, so he's a rescue. So that's okay. Kind of how they kind of handle it now. They don't support, you know, for-profit breeding. It's all about providing a home for a tiger that needs one. And out of all the tigers around the country, I would say LSU takes care of theirs very, very well.
I love it.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's going to be a fun storyline to watch as the teams take the field. You're like, hey, there we go. Now we know the backstory. All of our listeners are updated on the backstory of the Tiger who will be on the field. We're talking with Billy Embody, covers LSU for On Three and Bengal Tiger On Three. Let's get to the game, Billy. I watch LSU at times this year. Even their last game against A&M stands out where there's a stretch. This looks like maybe one of the five or six best teams in the country. Nussmeier is dealing. They're better defensively from where they were last year. You're like, damn, here comes LSU. And then like a flip gets switched, and all of a sudden we know Marcel Reed's going to run the ball on every play, and they can't stop the quarterback run. Nussmeier starts throwing picks left and right. Like, they are such a hot and cold team, it feels like. Do you have the same feeling? And what are the thoughts down there about this matchup, a game in which they are an underdog in their own stadium at night?
Yeah, this is a team that is very hot and cold at this point. You know, even you go all the way back to that season opener against USC and just some of the things they were able to do and then not do at times. And that's kind of what's plagued them from, I think, reaching their full potential is inconsistency. You know, you mentioned Garrett Nussmeier looking like a first-round pick in the first half, and then in the second half looking like he can't possibly, be the starting quarterback at a school like LSU. But and I love Nuss, but that was obviously not his best half at all. And I've seen Nuss basically grow up from his first ever start as a sophomore in high school. I was there for it, and then saw his last start as a senior, and then now he's grown into what is one of the better quarterbacks in the SEC. I mean, truthfully. So if that is the Nuss that we see out there. As a whole, watching this game, the one that is one of the better quarterbacks in the SEC, I think LSU is going to be able to take care of business because at the same time, Alabama's been up and down a little bit this year. You know, we've seen them put together a great half against Georgia and then almost, well, they technically, did allow the full comeback to Georgia and then ended up edging out the Bulldogs there. But then, of course, the loss to Vanderbilt, which turned out to be a pretty good team. So, these are two teams that are a little hot and cold. I think LSU's big thing will be stopping the quarterback run. You mentioned Marcel Reed being able to roll against them. And Jalen Milroe is somebody that's going to run the ball a lot Saturday night. And you couple that with Alabama's secondary looking really good against Missouri and being able to win at the point of attack. Garrett Nussmeier is going to need to find a way to control the passing game and pull the right strings and not, press too much. He's going to have to use his tight end. He's going to have to dump it off to the running backs. Caden Durham's been great. They're going to have to find ways to make Alabama defend the entire field. And I think Joe Sloan's a really good offensive coordinator. He's going to find a way to do that.
It's interesting, Billy, when you look at this matchup, because you mentioned Alabama, very identical teams where they've looked at times like they're unbeatable. And even Georgia game's a prime example. That first half, oh my God, it's the best team I've ever seen. And then they blow a 30-point lead in the second half. So very identical. When I look at the coaching matchup, it's interesting, too, because DeBoer's gotten a lot of heat from Bama fans. They're coming down from the high of Nick Saban and realizing what life will be like without him. On the other side of it, you have Brian Kelly, who's toted a couple of L's early in the season, trying to stay alive in the playoff race. I know you guys live and die with the outcome of games, maybe a little bit more so than other pockets of the country. How big is this one for Brian Kelly this weekend?
This is a huge game for Brian Kelly. I mean, you look at what he's done in Baton Rouge, and he took over a very rough situation, you know, coming off COVID and Ed Ogeron, and it was just a complete kind of train wreck, just where the roster was. You know, he went out and got Jaden Daniels. He fixed one piece of it, and then the defense fell apart, and they lost all of their veteran seniors, and that was when Jaden Daniels won the Heisman. So it's been a team that hasn't been complete, you know, whenever Brian Kelly's been here, but they've been talented enough to go out and win 10 games the first 2 years in Baton Rouge. So there is that aspect where he is one of the better coaches in the country, mm-hmm. at being able to prepare his team week in, week out, and they'll give you usually a pretty good effort. But where they fall short sometimes is the roster has just been a work in progress. They went out and gutted their entire defensive staff this past offseason after the worst defense in LSU history was rolled out there. And they've shown improvement. And they've done that without Harold Perkins, who's out for the year with an injury. So, and he's one of the stars across the country in college football. And for LSU, they have the bye week, of course. And Brian Kelly with a bye week is something that I think is really dangerous. And he's undefeated at Tiger Stadium at night as well during his tenure. So this game is at night. The fans are going to be riled up. There's a little sense of that magic when you get in there for that stadium. And you know, fans just kind of impact the game. It's one of the true places in college football where there is a that aspect of it. So if they can find a way to, you know, pull this one out, doesn't matter if it's by a point, by 20 points, people are going to be happy. And it's a huge game in the respect that if he does lose and all of a sudden, all right, you lose to Alabama two years in a row, the heat is going to be on them even more. And people want to see a national championship. He was brought in to be this really strong voice for this program and be the CEO of it. And if the CEO is not getting it done and not getting LSU to Atlanta or beating Alabama, the pressure is going to be on.
Yeah. Just a reality you got to live in down there. You're right, man. That atmosphere is going to be insane. One of those bucket list stadiums I'd love to get to if they win. You got Florida, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma left, so a very manageable schedule. One of my favorite Daily Ticker hits we've done, we get live Tiger news, a shout-out to Pelican Brewing, and we talk an awesome college football game. Billy Embody, go give him a follow on Twitter, at Billy Embody, covering LSU. Thanks so much for the time out here in Portland, man. Hopefully you can make it back out and get to another Pelican Brewing here soon and enjoy that showdown tomorrow night. Should be a blast.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.